America weekend.
Cheeseburger in paradise. Heaven on earth with an onion slice. Not too particular, not too precise. I'm just
a... Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki.
And I'm Christine Astolfo.
We are at a point in our relationship here of doing this show that we need to talk about something.
Yes.
Something happened about a week ago.
Okay.
We had a meeting with the network. So we're in New York City. We come out of the meeting and we're hungry. It's lunchtime. So we're looking for a place to eat. So we end up in Grand Central Station.
Yeah.
Which is a beautiful train station. It's a tourist attraction for some reason. Sure. People taking selfies left and right.
Right.
So we end up eating at a New York institution. Juniors.
Yeah.
They're very famous for their cheesecake and the whole bit. They're
right.
From Brooklyn, but they got a place in Manhattan and all this. All right. So we sit down. And first of all, it's very crowded. If we expand our elbows,
yeah.
And remember this, because this is important for the other part of the conversation here. If you expand your elbows, you're going to hit your neighbor on either side.
Yeah, but they had us packed in for sure.
So we're facing each other in this tiny little table. So it's time to order. So you order a...
cheeseburger.
I order a...
cheeseburger.
All right. We were also astonished for two things.
Yes.
One reason, well, the first is the food came out incredibly quick.
Oh, it was very quick.
The other thing is the condiments on the table were weird. Coleslaw with beets.
Beets. The beets were tasty.
The beets were very good. And a pickle that was really good.
Yeah, they were really good.
But I've never been anywhere before where I was given a beet as a table condiment.
Yeah, I think that's like an old school like diner thing, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been in many a diners. I've never been handed a beet as a complimentary
compliment.
You've
never been in a Brooklyn diner?
I guess I haven't. So anyway, so here comes the food. It's time to eat. So we're eating our food, and all of a sudden, she's getting weird.
This is like, but this was not immediately. Like, it took me maybe 10 minutes to express my feelings towards what was going on.
And I could tell there was something going on, because see... We've known each other for about 6 years, really known each other for about a year now since we started doing this show. And we're on the verge of doing some really big stuff soon. So she's like, and I could tell she wants to say something, but she doesn't want to screw this whole thing up here. So all of a sudden, the pressure is starting to build and she can't hold it anymore. And all of a sudden it comes out and she says,
"You're blowing my mind right now, Ed."
And I said, "Why?"
I said, "Are you really eating your cheeseburger with a fork and knife?"
And I wasn't eating with a knife. It was just a fork.
It was just a fork. I said, "Are you eating your cheeseburger with a fork?"
Yes, and I was. And I'll tell you why. And
it blew my mind. I was watching him literally minutes, like maybe between like 5 and 10 minutes. I was sitting there in my mind going, Why is he doing that? To
and
myself, in my head, I was like watching him going, Why is he eating his burger like this? Kind of strange. Like, what is going on right now?
Here's why. Now, first of all, it was no easy task because it was a plastic fork.
Right.
Now, what they give you there in terms of a hamburger, it's literally a cake of meat.
Yeah, they
it
give you a
huge.
Nice portion of beef.
On a Kaiser roll, that hard crusty thing that has like all the baked in lumps.
Yeah.
So you're looking at about maybe a solid 5 inches of vertical food. Now, I'm constructed like any normal person. I don't have an exceptionally large mouth, but... we had a network meeting. I look nice. I had on a very nice dress shirt.
Yes.
And it was a messy burger. I put ketchup on it. There were onions. There were the inherent juices that leak from the meat because it was a very tasty cheeseburger.
Can I paint you the other side of this picture, though?
Okay.
How I'm sitting across from you wearing a white shirt.
That's true.
And ate the burger like a normal person.
And quite quickly, too. You were done before I was.
I was hungry.
Maybe because I was there foresting through it with a rake. And then shoveling it into my mouth.
But you know what was also so funny about that situation? Literally the day before, I was watching Seinfeld, and it was the episode where they're eating the Mars bars with a fork and knife.
Yes.
And I kept bringing myself to the Seinfeld episode and then watching Ed struggle with this burger with a plastic fork. And I was just like, I couldn't not say something. And actually what I said to you right off the bat was, it's amazing, Ed, how now that, you know, we're establishing the show and I'm establishing the show with you, I said how certain situations around us just really stand out to me as segments for the show.
And I didn't know where you were going with this.
Right. And I said, and that's when I was like, you are really blowing my mind right now eating that burger with that fork.
And I realized that it wasn't the good thing to do, but I did.
You know?
All right. And but now, you know what? Now I feel humbled because you did have on a bright white
shirt
that day. And there I was with a blue and white pinstripe shirt.
Yes.
Still white. Yep. I was still afraid to ruin it.
Yeah.
And it was, and the elbow thing.
Yeah.
I'm 6'2". I have a large frame. If I start expanding the elbows to pick this thing up, I ran the risk of bumping into my neighbor. Mm. So there I am, self-contained with my little fork, just plowing through and eating it and watching your face just turn from inquisitive to perplexed to disgusted to I need to run.
I never was disgusted about
and
it.
It's,
I just
you know, and
was
it's,
so
it,
confused.
But it's interesting because how this whole thing is developing now, as we're doing this show, it's almost like there's this relationship very similar to the one I have with my wife.
Okay.
Friendly, congenial, sexless. It's the same thing,
oh,
all right? Now,
come on. Your wife listens to this show, doesn't she?
Sometimes. Anyway, it's all for the comedy of the show, honey.
Aye,
anyway,
aye.
But still, it was funny to see you react in that way. And now yeah. I am going to be on guard the next time I eat an M&M in front of you, because I don't even know where we're going with. I have coffee in front of me now. I'm wondering if I'm drinking it properly.
Can I tell you something? It's
Please.
So funny that you brought that up.
Yeah.
Because all morning long, we've been, you know, working here on the air, and
yeah.
you, like me, talk with your hands, and your coffee is very close to you. And all morning, I've been watching that coffee cup and looking at you and waiting for you just to knock it over right into that laptop.
Wow. Well, that's true.
Or the desktop.
Well, there's a lot of stuff here because we're in a large studio.
It's just so funny that you say that because I've been watching that couple morning.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
See, but see how the relationship is growing. And you as the listener, you get to enjoy as this Ozzy and Harriet thing continues to grow here. This is really, really interesting. And I don't even know what if I ever want to eat in front of you again. What if we work together for the next 20 years?
I'm very weird with eating. I am. And we've spoken about this, how like napkins
right.
and food on mouth and
so you know what we're going to head to here?
Ways of eating. Did you notice that I cut my burger into 4 pieces?
No.
I cut my burger into 4 small pieces
oh,
so that it's
really?
Easier to eat.
Oh, okay. So all of a sudden you treat.
But I still ate it normal. I do that so that it is a less messy process to eat
really?
The burger.
So you turn your cheeseburger into a pizza.
But also, because if a plate of food is in front of me.
Yeah.
And it's overwhelmed with something, all of a sudden it's like I become not hungry. It kind of turns me off. But if I have small portions of different things or a burger is cut into 4 smaller portions.
It's like you're not eating so much at one
it's
time.
It's like I'm not eating one huge burger. I'm just eating 4 smaller pieces of a burger.
Psychosomatic portion control.
There you go.
Wow.
What's wrong with me?
You've really stumbled onto something here. And somehow I missed that. Where did you get a knife? You had a knife to
yeah,
cut the thing up?
I did have a knife.
And here's the other thing. Mm. All right. We're not talking about some fast food joint.
No.
It's a sit-down restaurant.
Yes.
It's got a little panache. Junior's.
Yep.
Why are we using plastic utensils here?
Because we're in Grand Central Station.
Well, that's true. Yeah, and it's weird. We weren't inside a storefront, per se.
No, no.
We were sitting out in the middle of the concourse.
Yeah, they have
where
like,
they kind of rope it off.
Yeah.
And you know what? Now I know why the dollar signs meant a lot when she looked, because she whips out her phone and she's, oh, everything's got 4 dollar signs. Because she was nice enough to pay for the lunch.
I did pay for
that
the
lunch.
That
was very nice. So not only were you disgusted by me, you paid for the disgust. So it's like I
it's
now
the
I
least
feel
I can do.
I feel you know there's gratitude, but there's also this she paid for it, but I gave you a show. It was performance.
But that's
art.
What I mean. That's what I mean.
See, but now I'm concerned about what's going to happen in the future here because there are going to be these endless opportunities. We're going to be you know network people, guests of the show, making the nice with the right people to do what we need to do for the show.
Yeah,
and now. After they hear this, they're all going to be watching me to see how I eat. I am on stage now.
Or
yeah.
they're all going to be self-conscious about eating in front of me.
They are. They know that you're going to be watching what they're doing. Every single morsel that they put into their mouth is now going to be analyzed by you.
I'm a very observant person. I observe a lot that I don't let on to. That I just keep to myself.
But now you're getting to the point with me where you don't care. It just
no,
comes right out.
I just got to tell you.
I've noticed that. It's like, you know what? Shoot from the hip. Hey, I think about this. Hey, I think about that.
Well.
It's like, you know, and like, here it is right out in the open. Deal with it.
You need to know. You
I
need
do
to know.
Need to know. I mean, this is nice. I mean, this is, I've never worked with someone before that's been so blatantly honest.
Well, I'm not rude about it.
No,
but
you're not. But I've never been told that I've been creeping someone out because of the way I ate. That this is amazing.
Well, maybe creeping me out was a strong phrase that I shouldn't have used.
Stopped me in my tracks.
I was just so blown away.
I looked to the man next to me. He didn't respond, but I looked to the man next to me. It's like, did you hear what she just said? I'm working with this woman, you know.
I'm sorry.
It's like, you know, wow. It's like, you know, this.
I'm apologizing for me now and in the future.
Don't apologize. I need to apologize. Next week, we'll break down how Christina drinks her iced coffee from Dunkin' Donuts one sip at a time. She will buy the large coffee. She will take, and this is not an exaggeration, at least 225 little sips. All right. It's almost, you know what this is like? Picture somebody on their deathbed and they're sucking the ice chip. That is Christina Stoffo drinking her iced coffee. She is almost as if she's saving this for the next 4 days. This is the only thing I'm going to drink from now until Thursday, so I have to make it last. Sip, see in 10 minutes. Sip, see in 15 minutes. We have been here at the studio for a couple of hours. This thing still has at least half of the beverage in there.
Oh, my goodness.
See, you didn't think I was going in that direction.
It's hysterical, though.
Thank you. That's why we got a network radio show. All right. She'll cry some more. I'll learn how not to eat with forks. I'm going all primitive, all hands, all the time. I'm going home tonight. And I'm going to eat my pasta and sauce with my hands just because of you. And when my wife yells at me,
your wife is going to be so annoyed.
Blame Christina. Stay with us. I'm Ed Pileggi.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.